All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. And I'm glad he's here, Fred Gordon, attorney. Fred Gordon, former alderman for the city of Milwaukee, who now resides in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Fred, I wanted to talk. You've run campaigns, and what are your thoughts, man, about what's happening? Here's a woman, a Democrat representative, who openly admits she wants nothing to do with Biden on the campaign trail. And you know, her name is Abigail Spanberger of Virginia. And she wants to make it clear, I don't want to be connected or associated with the president, Democratic president of the United States. I'm going to run my campaign separate from him. I don't want, man, when did that start happening, man?
Is this a Democratic candidate?
Yes, yes. Democratic representative.
Oh, she's running for Congress?
Yes. She wants to separate herself from, you know, President Biden because she's afraid in Virginia. It's a toss-up district. And so she said, I intend to do the campaigning myself, Spanberger replied. I am the candidate. It's my name on the ballot. Certainly when I first ran, I ran in a R plus 7 district, and I won in that seat by getting out and speaking to voters. She doesn't want...
So she's in it.
Go ahead, Fred.
I'm trying to figure out who this woman is. I've never heard of her. But
I've never heard of her either, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is, you know, there are many Democrats who want to separate themselves from the president of the United States because of what Joe Biden is underwater. And so they think that, you know, connecting with Joe Biden is an anchor around their necks. But I don't ever recall, Fred, you know, people who are Democrats who want to make sure I'm not connected with the president of the United States.
Well, again, not knowing who this woman is, I understand what you're saying. And given that she has run for re-election, and this is a re-election bid,
right?
I assume
re-election.
I find it refreshing because she's saying that
she's saying that Democrats need new leadership across the board.
Yeah, I get that part.
Right,
and you know, blaming Biden is good politics for those folk who believe that it's good politics. You know, Joe Biden doesn't have credibility in many respects. He's lost a substantial amount of credibility in the African-American community because we put him in the White House.
No question.
And thus far, from what I've been seeing, black folk have been leaving the White House in droves. People who were working at the White House are now leaving. Look at, when was the last time you heard something about the vice president?
Well, they've certainly been leaving Kamala Harris's office.
Yeah, and as a result, there are real issues going on in the Biden administration that have kind of been glossed over because of the inflation that we're talking about and all that entails. And now he's over trying to fix NATO. In Europe. And the reason why his numbers are low is because he's too old. He's just too old. And I know a lot of people have issues with that, and that's fine, but that's my opinion. And, you know, I'm 72, and I'm looking at a 79-year-old guy who does not inspire confidence. But when we voted for him, we voted for him because we had to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, but it didn't have to be him because there were other guys, there were other people who were running to win the nomination.
No, it's like Jim Clyburn said, we know Joe.
Yeah.
He was familiar.
Yeah, but
we wanted to get rid of Trump. We wanted to get rid of Trump.
And they thought that the only way that that could happen was Joe Biden, is what Clyburn was saying.
Absolutely. And I agree with him. At that time, it made perfect sense. But we didn't know. I didn't know what kind of President Biden was going to be. Now I do. And it's problematic for me.
No question.
Because I'm waiting for something to instill the kind of passion that I had when Obama was in office. That's not happening. And that's a big part of my political being. You know, to be able to look at the president and the commander-in-chief and the person who I voted for and get something more than just platitudes and, you know, stumbles and bumbles. And as a result, Biden hasn't delivered. And I think he probably wants to, but I don't know if he's able to.
Fred, he's not able to, man. Fred, he's not able to. I mean, to put a man as and I don't know. We talk about his age, but are we saying that no man that age should be in that position? That's too important and too powerful a position. Ronald Reagan was there. You know, you look at some guys who are in the same age demographic as Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, for instance, who's a little older than Joe Biden. But nobody would say that Bernie Sanders is too old to be in that position because he can conduct himself. He's in a position, Fred, that he is not as, what's the word I want to use?
Well, you know, he's driven by his ideology.
Yeah, but
that gives him energy.
Yeah, but physically seems to be much stronger an individual than Joe Biden, right? I mean, he seems to be health-wise a much stronger person in his 80s.
Well, yeah, I agree. He seems that way. I don't know. I think he might have had some issues.
Yeah, a while back, right.
Years. Yeah, but nothing currently. No, I just thought that I would see more dynamism from Biden. And I agree with you totally that he's not able to convey that. And that's why I think he's totally befuddled by the fact that he's not popular and that no one thinks that he should run for re-election, even though he thinks so.
Hey, Fred, we're all shells of ourselves, right? I mean, that's what happens when the life cycle gives you X amount of years, and then I don't care who you are. So we're not who we were, none of us. But Joe Biden, you and I remember Joe Biden in his 60s and in his 50s, how powerful a man he was and how strong he was. And then you see him today, and man, you know, and they knew that with him going in, that he...
Oh, yeah, I think they knew that, and that's why at that time, the electorate said, anybody but Trump, man, anybody but Trump. And I still think that was viable. I still believe in that. So I'm willing to say, all right, he's been underwhelming to say the least, but his term isn't over yet.
Yeah, he's only been...
There are those folks that want that term to be over with so they can move on. But the question is, move on to who?
I know.
Because Biden is going to be the standard bearer. I don't see him. I don't see anybody running against him during the next election fight.
Fred, let's go to the phone lines. No, let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? What do you say?
Hey, Fred, quick question for you. Number one, do you think that Joe Biden and some of these other Democratic politicians, even like Barack Obama, were actually acting stupid at times when they really weren't? They were actually working, you know, for the big corporations because of Citizens United and money in politics. That's my one question. And number two, if Joe Biden decided not to run, would you actually vote for Bernie Sanders? Because I still think Bernie has got what he's had his whole life. And I think one of the big things we have with Bernie is that we feel we can trust him because he hasn't been bought out by the big billionaire donors. And I don't know any younger people that can actually say that. But I know Kamala definitely is not. Kamala is definitely not the
answer. She's not the answer.
They have neutered her like she's the first lady, for God's sakes. I know I have to.
Well, it was a bad position for her to be in anyway. She should have been the attorney general. But to answer your second question,
yes, I agree.
I would vote for Bernie. You know, I would vote for Bernie because ideologically, I think his drive and passion stems from his belief in what America should be and what America can be, and that's been something that I think makes him still relevant.
Right.
And I'm talking about Bernie. You asked me would I vote for Bernie, and I would vote for Bernie.
I agree with you.
If Biden were not available, that would be a vote that I would strongly consider. But as far as the other candidates, special interests control pretty much everything that goes on in America, and I think that for a lot of power politicians, they get the opportunity to pick which source they want to get their revenue from. Now that Obama is funding his monument to his presidency, that's his main thing. And to divide, and you know, to give dollars of information and inspiration to young people. That's what he's doing in this presidency, his post-presidency.
Hey,
I think all the others are similarly situated.
Tom.
Fred,
we got to go to a break. Hang on, Tom. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.